From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting that the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has requested that President Donald Trump's political organization submit all Russia-related documents, emails, and phone records going back to 2015. The Washington Post reported on Friday that the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is investigating possible ties between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia, sent a letter to Trump's campaign committee last week requesting the information. The Post said the letter was addressed to the group's treasurer, and since then, some former staffers have been notified and asked to cooperate, according to two people briefed on the request. The letter is reported to be signed by committee chairman Richard Burr, a Republican, and Senator Mark Warner, the committee's ranking Democrat. The offices of the two senators declined to comment to the Post. The newspaper reported that this is the first time Trump's official campaign structure has been brought into the Senate investigation. The White House has not released a comment. The Washington Post is also reporting that Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. The Post quoted U.S. officials Friday as saying that the move was meant to shield their pre-inauguration discussions from scrutiny. The Post sources said Ambassador Sergei Kislyak reported to his superiors in Moscow that Kushner made the proposal during an early December meeting at Trump Tower in New York City. The sources said the information was detected through intercepts of Russian communications that were reviewed by U.S. officials. This is VOA. Egypt answered a bloody machine gun attack that killed dozens of Coptic Christians Friday with airstrikes on terror bases in Libya where the militant Islamic gunmen were believed to have been trained. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi announced the retaliatory action in a televised address hours after the masked gunmen attacked a bus carrying Coptic Christians across the desert to a monastery. VOA's Edward Uranian has more from Cairo.
Women wailed as family members of the victims gathered outside the Magaga hospital in the southern Egyptian town of Minya, close to where the terror attack took place Friday morning. Egyptian media said the victims were pilgrims who were on a journey to the monastery of the Prophet Samuel, revered and visited by Coptic Christians across Egypt.
The United Nations Security Council condemned in the strongest terms what it called a heinous and cowardly terrorist attack. U.S. President Donald Trump joined other global leaders at the Group of Seven Nations summit Friday in Sicily. VOA's Steve Herman says while Trump's focus was on terror and North Korea, other members had other agendas, items on their mind.
Trump's day started with a chat with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
We'll be discussing terrorism, but I think we will really be in particular focused on the North Korea problem.
European leaders, however, had climate change on their minds. Specifically, they are looking for a commitment by Trump, who once called climate change a hoax, to adhere to the Paris Accord signed by President Barack Obama. Despite Trump's reservation about the Paris Accord, all sides indicated the talks had gone well. Other divisive issues include trade and immigration. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the G7 summit in Taormina, Italy.
Following Friday's meeting, the White House in a statement said President Trump was more knowledgeable about climate change and his views were evolving. The United Nations envoy on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process warned Friday that the Gaza Strip was on the brink of a violent crisis. Nikolai Mladenov told the UN Security Council that the dangers were being faced by all parties in the region. He said an intra-Palestinian political tug-of-war between Fatah and Hamas was leading to a worsening of the humanitarian situation in Gaza, which is run by Hamas. Gaza is also suffering from a deepening electricity crisis. He called on Hamas, the Palestinian Authority, and Israel to fulfill their responsibilities to the people of Gaza and address the crisis quickly. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.